Welcome and God bless you.
Wilujeng Sumping, Pangeran Ngeberkahan.
The purpose of these classes is to strengthen Christians in the faith.
Tujuan kelas ieu kanggo iman-iman urang Kristen.
We're going to be studying the Word of God together.
Urang diajar dawuhan Allah sasarengan.
And we believe that your life will be changed as a result.
Dareng percanten kana hasilna hirup saderek aya perubahan.
This particular lesson is called Foundations of the Faith.
Pengajaran ieu disebutna dasar-dasar iman.
It's our first lesson.
Ieu pengajaran urang ngawitan.
We'll be laying a doctrinal foundation for Christian growth and maturity.
Urang bade nyimpen hiji dasar doktrinal kanggo tumuwuhna sareng kadewasaan urang Kristen.
The things we'll be dealing with are essential to the Christian faith.
Hal-hal anu kurang bade dibahas penting kanggo iman Kristen.
If you have your Bible with you, I'd like you to open it to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
Kaderek nyanak Alkitab mangga urang buka 2 Timotius 3 ayat 16 dugi ka 17.
We're reading from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
Mangga awas tina 2 Timotius 3, 16 dugi ka 17.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Sesining kitab suci kabeh oge wahyu ti Allah, keuna pisan pikeun ngadegkeun kayaktian, pikeun ngawuruk, pikeun nuduhkeun kasalahan, pikeun ngomean tingkah laku nuntun kana hirupan lempeng tur bener.
That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Pingkeun ngalengkepan pangarti jelema-jelema anu jadi abdi Allah supaya maranehna bisa ngalampahkeun pagawean nu hade.
The first foundation that we want to talk about is that the Bible is the Word of God.
Dasar munggaran anu bade kurang dibahasna eta kitab suci firman Allah.
All Scripture, both Old and New Testament,
sadayana ayat dina perjanjian lawas boh perjanjian anyar,
is the inspired Word of God.
Nyata diilhamkeun ku Allah.
We must come into agreement concerning that.
Urang kada satuju ngeunaan hal eta.
This is God's book.
Ieu teh bukuna Allah.
And it is the foundation of our lives.
Sareng ieu teh dasar tina hirup urang.
It is not the creation of man.
Ieu sanes nu diciptakeun ku manusia.
It is a book that God has given to us.
Ieu teh hiji buku anu ku Allah dipasihkeun ka urang.
Look with me at another verse in 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 20 through 21.
Mangga urang tinggal anu sanesna 2 Petrus pasal 1 ayat 20 dugi ka 21.
It's 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 20 and 21.
2 Petrus pasal 1 20 dugi ka 21.
It says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation.
Yang kudu diingatkan, maya jipi wajang dengan kitab anu bisa dibuka piartin anak utik manusia.
For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Sebab daya jipi wajang bebenangan utik manusia, tapi pangjurung na paroh kudus jalma-jalma ngucapkan kelawan pangjenengan Allah.
Another version says that no man ever thought up the Scriptures himself.
Tersinu sanes nyarioskin teu aya saurang anu kungsi mikiran sorangan ayat kitab suci.
Men wrote the Bible as the Spirit of God moved upon them to write it.
Manusia nyerat kitab suci sedengken roh Allah nyarengan aranjeuna kanggo nyeratna.
We must realize that this book has come from God.
Urang kada emut yen kitab suci teh asalna ti Allah.
And if we believe that it's from God,
ubami urang percanten yen ieu teh asalna ti Allah,
it must become the highest authority in our life.
Ieu kedah ngajantenkeun pribadi anu luhung dina hirup urang.
King David said in the book of Psalms,
Raja Daud nyarios dina kitab Jabur,
God, I consider all of your precepts concerning all things.
Pangeran abdi maratoskeun sadaya piwulang anjeun dina sagala hal.
To be right. God, whatever you say in your word is right.
Pangeran anaun bae anu ku anjeun disabdakeun dina dawuhan anjeun sadayana leres.
Whether it has to do with marriage or the home or business,
nyaya patalina sareng pernikahan, rumah tangga, sareng usaha,
your word is right.
Jawaban anjeun sadayana leres.
Whatever your final authority is in life.
Naon bae keputusan anjeun dina rupieu?
That's your God.
Eta sadayana oge hak anjeun.
Many people say, well, this person says this.
Teur jalmi anu nyareos, wah jalma ieu nyareos kieu.
And I believe what they say.
And
this other person says this, and I believe what they say. People many times have good ideas. But what's really important is what does God say? Because this person may be wrong, but God is never wrong.
Margi jalmi mah panginten tiasa lepat, tapi kanggo Allah mah teu tiasa lepat.
On any given subject,
dina sagala masalah naon bae,
whatever your final authority
is, naon bae kapribadian luhung saderek,
that is your God on the subject.
Allah saderek anu jadi pokona.
Many people say, well, I'll tell you what I think about
it.
I know the Bible says that.
Abdi terang kitab suci nyarios hal eta.
But this is what I believe.
Tapi nya ieu pisan ku abdi dipersanten.
They're being their own God.
Ranjeun janten Allah ranjeun nyalira.
As Christians,
kang urang-urang Kristen,
the Bible must be our final authority.
Kitab suci kedah ngajantenkeun hiji pribadi anu luhung.
On everything.
Dina segala hal.
It's our rule and guide for living.
Ieu hiji aturan sareng padoman kanggo kahirupan.
God gives instructions concerning all areas of our life.
Allah masihan parentah ngeunaan sagala widang kahirupan urang.
This is God's revelation to man.
Ieu teh wahyu Allah kanggo manusia.
This is God's will.
Ieu teh kahoyongna Allah.
Revealed to us.
Diwujudkeun ka urang.
Look with me in the book of Isaiah in the 55th chapter, verses 7 through 11.
Mangga urang tingali kitab Yesaya 55 ayat anu ka 7 dugi ka 11.
Isaiah chapter 55, verses 7 through 11.
Yesaya 55 ayat 7 dugi ka 11.
Beginning in verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Urang ngawitan ayat anu katujuh, anu jerahat, gera robah kalakuanana, gera garanti pikiran, gera tarobat kalah kaula, mantena sifat ulas jeung ampuraan.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord.
Jawab pangeran kami lain seperti pikiran marane, jalan kami lain seperti jalan marane. Kitu dawuhan pangeran.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Sakitu luhurna langit di bumi, sakitu jauhna jalan jeung pikiran kami, ti jalan jeung pikiran marane.
For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Jaga seperti hujan jeung salju turun di langit, anu moal balik deui tapi masihan bumi, nuwuhkeun bepelakan, ngabijilkeun bibinihan jeung dahareun ka jalma anu harayang dahar.
So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
Ya kitu pangandika anu kaluar ti kami, moal gagal mawa tujuan pangersa kami, sagala pangersa kami ku eta tangtu dilaksanakeun.
God says that his thoughts and the thoughts of man are far apart.
Alangandika yen emutanana, sareng pikiran manusia misah tebih.
How can a man know the thoughts of God?
Kumatiasana manusia terang kana emutan-emutan Allah.
How do I know what God thinks about handling money?
Kumabdi terang naon ku Allah di emutan dina perkawis ngagolangkeun artos.
Well, how do I know what God thinks about raising children?
Kumabdi terang naon ku Allah di emutan dina perkawis ngamumule murang kali.
Who knows what God thinks?
Sanu terangeun naon ku Allah di emutan.
There is a way we can know.
Aya hiji cara dugi ka urang tiasa terang.
You know what I'm thinking by listening to my words. My words reveal my thoughts. That's what God is saying here. He says, my thoughts are high like the heavens above you.
Mantenangan dika, pikiran kami luhur seperti surga di luhur marane.
But the heavens give rain and water the earth.
Surga masihan hujan sareng ngabasihan bumi.
God says, my word is the same way.
Halangan dika, pangandika kami oge nya kitu kene.
My thoughts are above you.
Pikiran kami jauh di luhur pikiran marane.
But I bring my thoughts down to you through my word.
Tapi kami mawar turun pikiran kami kamarane ngaliwatan sabda kami.
The Bible is a book of God's thoughts.
Kitab suci nya eta hiji buku ngeunaan pikiran-pikiran Allah.
That God and His Word are one.
Allah sareng dawuhanna teh satunggal.
In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, it says this.
Dina Injil Yohanes pasal hiji ayat nu kahiji hal ieu disebatkeun.
God says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Allah ngawujudkeun yen ti awalna teh nyaeta pangandika, pangandika sasarengan sareng Allah, pangandika oge Allah.
God and His Word do not change.
Allah sareng pangandikanan terobi.
God doesn't change His mind every other day.
Allah terobi emutanana unggal dinten.
He and His Word are one.
Mantena sareng pangandikanna manunggal.
The Bible says in 1 Peter,
Kitab suci nyareoskeun dina hiji Petrus,
the grass withers and its flower falls away.
Jujukutan jadi garing sareng kembang oge laligar.
But the word of the Lord endures forever.
Tapi pangandika Pangeran mah tetep langgeng.
In Psalm 33 it says that the counsel of the Lord stands forever.
Dina Jabur 33 dicarioskeun yen rencana Pangeran tetep langgeng.
The plans of His heart to all generations.
Emutan manahna turun tumurun.
This is what we must give our churches.
Nyaya pisan anu kedah kurang dipasikeun ka gereja-gereja urang.
We must give them the word of God.
Urang kedah masihan ka aranjeunan dawuhan Allah.
We have to love people and care for them.
Urang kedah masihan ka sasama sareng maratoskeun.
But the only thing that will make a lasting change in their life.
Tapi mun hiji ngarobi hirup langgeng di nurup aranjeun.
Is the word of God.
Nyaeta dawuhan Allah.
This book contains the solutions.
Buku ieu sina jalan keluar.
For all of life's problems.
Kamu segala masalah di nuka hirupan ieu.
Spiritual.
Rohani.
Marital.
Pernikahan.
Physical.
Jasmani.
Business.
Usaha.
Family.
Keluarga.
Financial.
Perkawis artos.
This book has the solution for it all.
Buku ieu lebetna jalan kaluar kang sadayana.
I had a man visit me one day.
Hiji poe saurang pamegat dongkap ka abdi.
Came to my house with a great problem.
Ngadongkapan rorompok abdi bari ngabantun masalah ageung.
He said, Pastor, please help.
Anjeunna nyarios, Bapak Pendeta abdi na pitulung.
We sat down in my living room.
Di duaan caralik di ruangan keluarga.
And he poured his heart out to me about his problem.
Terasna aranjeunna ngaluarkeun eusi hatena ka abdi ngeunaan masalahna.
I sat close to him and I opened the Bible.
Abdi calik di sakeuteungna bari muka kitab suci.
And we began to read the words of
Jesus.
Jesus described the very problem he was having.
Yesus ngajelaskeun masalahna anu kacida beratna.
And then told him what to do to solve the problem.
Jang satarasna masihan terang ka aranjeunan anu kedah dipilampakeun kanggo ngarengsekeun masalah eta.
He said, see right here, the word tells you what to do.
Abdi nyangem, awas ieu dawuhan Allah masihan terang anu kedah kusaderek dilampakeun.
Here's your answer.
Iwaran kang usaderek.
He stood up to his feet.
Anjeunna udang adeg.
He said, I didn't come here to hear that.
Warana abdi ka dieu sanes kanggo ngadangukeun eta.
He stormed out of my house.
Bari ngambek anjeunna kaluar.
Slammed my door.
Ngajablogeun panto.
And left.
Terus mios.
I can't help a man like that.
Abdi teu tiasa nulungan jalmi sakros kitu.
All I have to give is the word.
Sadaya anu tiasa ku abdi dipasikeun mung dawuhan Allah.
The word is your answer.
Dawuhan Allah eta ngawaler kang usaderek.
And if you search the word.
Pamisa derek milarian dawuhan Allah.
You'll find what you need.
Saderek bakal king naon anu ku saderek dibutuhkeun.
Let's see what the word of God does when a person receives it.
Mangga urang tingali naon anu dilakukeun dawuhan Allah dina waktu si jalmi sampina.
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2.
Mangga buka hiji Petrus pasal 2 ayat 2.
1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2.
Hiji Petrus pasal 2 ayat 2.
Says, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
Dicariaskeun ku hirup lir nu kakara dijurukeun, digedekeun ku kahirupan ku ti susu anu murni, ti susu karohanian.
The first thing we see the word does,
hiji ngawitan dilakukeun dawuhan Allah,
is it causes spiritual growth in the Christian.
Sareng ieu nu ngalantarankeun urang Kristen tumuwuh secara rohani.
Without the word of God, you will remain a spiritual baby.
Dengan dawuhan Allah, saderek bakal tetep janten bayi rohani.
The Bible likens scripture unto milk and meat.
Kitab suci ngabandingkeun dawuhan Allah sapertos ti susu sareng daging.
If you don't eat physically, you will wither away and die.
Pemirsa derek secara jasmani tertuang saderek bakal lulus terus maut.
This book is food for your spirit, man, on the inside.
Kitab suci nyata tuangan kanggo roh saderek.
I've seen many children that were starving.
Di perantos ningal seueur murang kali nu kalaparan.
In lands where there have been great famine.
Di nagara-nagara nu kajanten kalaparan nu hebat.
You may have seen that in your own land.
Manawi saderek perantos ningali nu kieu di nagara saderek.
It's a terrible thing.
Ieu pikasieun.
Their eyes are sunken.
Panon-panonan tarolong.
Their stomachs are bloated.
Beuteung-beuteungna karembung.
They have no food.
Ayeuna teu ngagaduhan tadaeun.
They're dying.
Aranjeunna mae maot.
In the spirit, many Christians look the same. They've accepted Jesus in their heart. But they've never been taught the word of God. They're starving spiritually. They have no spiritual power. They haven't had the milk or meat of the word. I've been in many church services where there was great clapping and shouting and praises to the Lord.
Kami kantos ngaladenan ibadah di sabuhara gereja, dina kabaktian suranu keprok salisurakan sareng muji Allah.
We believe in all of that.
Urang percanten.
But without the word,
namu upami tengah wadawan Allah,
you won't grow.
Saderek mal tesa tumbuh.
We have a saying in English.
Urang terang kana pepatah bahasa Inggris.
We don't just need more inspiration.
Urang sanes nu peryogi langkung seueur inspirasi.
We need information.
Urang peryogi informasi.
We need information in the book.
Urang peryogi informasi tina kitab suci.
Look at another verse with me in John's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32.
Tingali ayat anu sanesna sareng dina Injil Yohanes pasal 8 ayat 31 sareng 32.
We'll find something else that the Word of God does for us when we receive it.
Urang baris mendakan hiji hal anu sanes nu dipidamel ku dawuhan Allah kanggo urang dina waktos urang nampina.
John chapter 8 verses 31 and 32.
Yohanes pasal 8 ayat 31 sareng 32.
Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed."
Geus kitu anjeunna nyarios ka urang Yahudi anu geus parcaya saurna. Pamaranjeun tetepnya ke kana hal anu dicaturkeun ku kami aranjeun nyanya jadi murid kami.
And you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free.
Sarta baris terang kana kayaktian anu baris ngamerdekakeun marane.
When we receive the word of God,
dina waktos urang nampi dawuhan Allah,
it makes us disciples of Jesus.
Waktos eta pisan dijantenkeun murid-murid Yesus.
And it makes us free when we know.
Sareng kamardekaan urang waktos urang uninga.
Jesus said, "If you abide in my word."
Yesus nyarios lamun marana tetep di jero dawuhan kami.
That means to continue and to study the Bible.
Ieu hartosna teras-terasan diajar tina kitab suci.
Then you will know it and it will make you free.
Kukituna saderek bakal terang sareng anu dipidamel saderek jadi merdeka.
It will make you free spiritually.
Ia bakal ngadamel saderek merdeka secara rohani.
It will work in your body and make you free physically.
Ia bakal mengaruhan jasmani saderek sareng kamerdekakeun saderek tina fisik.
It can set you free from mental oppression.
Ia bakal ngemerdekakan sadarek tina gangguan batin.
The Word of God is the key that opens every door.
Tuhan Allah nyata kunci na tiasa mukakeun sadayana panto.
Romans 10:17 says this.
Roma 10 ayat 17 nyarioskeun.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God.
Padahal iman kapercayaan teh asalna tinu ngadenge dawuhan Kristus.
Faith doesn't come by praying for it.
Iman teh tiasa dongkap ngalangkungan doa.
Faith doesn't come by begging God.
Teh tiasa dongkap kunyuhunkeun ka Allah.
Faith doesn't come by going on a long fast.
Tetesa dongkap kulamina saum.
Faith comes by hearing the Word of God.
Iman ngadongkapkeun ngalangkungan ngadangu dawuhan Allah.
If we have no word,
kami urang teu ngadangu dawuhan Allah,
we have no faith.
Urang moal ngagaduhan iman.
I listened to a man one time.
Iye waktu abdi ngadangukeun hiji pameget.
Who told me about a service he was in.
Nyarioskeunan kajantenan dina hiji ibadah karasanaan jeung ngiring.
He went to a tent meeting. There was a large tent.
Anjeunna mios ka hiji tenda tempat ngariung, hiji tenda anu katida legana.
And it was a Pentecostal meeting.
Eta ibadah Pentakosta.
He said there were people dancing and clapping to the Lord.
Anjeunna nyaroskeun saeur jalmi anu ngaribing sareng kareplok kanggo Pangeran.
All up in the front of the tent.
Sadayana ngadeg ka payungan tenda.
He said they were having a celebration.
Anjeunna eta teh ibadah perayaan.
And he thought to himself.
Emutan anjeunna.
If anyone has the victory, those folks have the victory.
Kami aya jalmi nu mibanda kaunggulan jalma-jalma ieu nu ngagaduhan kaunggulan.
Look at them dance, look at them shout to the Lord.
Taringali anjeunna ngaribing, taringali aranjeunna salusurakan ka Pangeran.
So then they all sat down and the preacher began to preach.
Aranjeunna nyarios salajengna sadayana caralik sareng anu bade ngadugikeun dawuhan Allah ngawitan.
So he preached a sermon about demon power.
Aranjeunna nyarioskeun pendeta teh khotbahna perkawis kawasa setan.
The man said it was a frightening sermon.
Pamagetanya rios ku khotbah istuning pikasieuneun.
He said it made the hair stand up on the back of my neck.
Anjeunna rios ku kurayeun muring ka bulu pundur.
He talked about how demons oppressed people.
Anjeunna rios ngeunaan kumaha roh-roh jahat nganiaya ka jalma.
And how demons will steal people's joy.
Jeung kumaha roh-roh jahat maling suka bunga jalma.
And then he said, I want all of you in the yard.
Satrasnanya rios abdi mikah hoyong suparos nu sarumping.
That are under demon oppression.
Anuju di anaya ku roh jahat.
And that have no joy in your life.
Dengan gaduhan suka bunga dina hirupna.
And you have no victory.
Dengan gaduhan keunggulan.
Come to the front and we'll break the power of the devil off of you.
Mangga kapayun urang bade menggaskeun kawasa jahat sina kaluar ti aranjeun.
This man said, to my amazement.
Amun geteh nyarios deui aweh jika tidak heranna.
All of the dancers and the prancers rushed up to the front.
Kedayan anu ngaribingi sareng anu asing areng klak teh marajeng ka payun.
It's a good thing to dance and to shout to the Lord.
Jihal anu hade kanggo ngibing sareng salisurakan kanggo Pangeran.
But without the word you can't be free.
Namun teu kanggo dawuhan Allah saderek teu tiasa merdeka.
This book,
kitab suci,
is not a luxury.
Sanes pikeun kamewahan.
It is a necessity.
Tapi eta hiji kapriyogian.
More important,
langkung penting,
than your daily food.
Tibadan tuangan sareng sadirinten.
The Bible produces faith in the heart where it's received.
Kitab suci ngahasilkeun iman dina hate waktu urang ditampi.
And with faith we reach out and we take the blessings of God.
Sareng ku iman urang ngarangkul jiwa sareng nampi berkat Allah.
Look with me in Romans chapter 12.
Mangatingali Roma 12.
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
Roma 12, ayat 1 sareng 2.
We're going to find something else that happens when we receive the Word of God.
Urang bade mendakan hiji tinu sanesna nu kajantenan waktos urang nampi dawuhan Allah.
Romans 12 and 1.
Roma 12, ayat
1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Kusabab kitu dulur-dulur demi Allah anu ngurasih simkuring rek mere pepeling, sangakeun kamantena diri siga kucur jadi korban anu hirup, suci tina rareget supaya kumantena kamana, eta teh ibadah anu sajati.
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Ularekah bawakan kutabeh atunya anu ilaharna nyaita anyarkan batin pikin ngarobah hirup supaya terang karena anu jadi pengerasa Allah nyaho mana anu hade tur sampurna anu sapuk jeung pangersana.
These verses tell us several important things.
Ayat-ayat ieu masih terang ka urang sabaraha penting.
We must present our bodies to God.
Urang kedah ngabaktikeun badan sakujur ka Allah.
And then he said we must renew our mind.
Saterasna aranjeunna nyarios ka urang kedah nganyarkeun emutan urang.
That means to change our thinking.
Ieu artosna ngarubah cara emutan urang.
It would be the same word used if I was to come and knock down an old building.
Ieu artosna sami sapertos upami abdi dongkap cara ngaruntukeun hiji wangunan anu kolot.
And erect a brand new building.
Cara ngadegkeun hiji wangunan anu anyar.
We must destroy our old thinking.
Urang kedah ngancurkeun emutan-emutan nu kolot.
And take on a new way of thinking.
Sareng ngawitan emutan sacara nu anyar.
The Bible calls it renewing our mind.
Kitab suci nyebatkeun ieu nganyarkeun emutan urang.
What do we renew our mind with?
Kunaon urang nganyarkeunana emutan urang?
With the word of God.
Ku dawuhan Allah.
I change my old way of thinking.
Abdi parantos ngarobih cara emutan abdi nu kolot.
For God's way of thinking.
Ku cara ngemut Allah.
In every area.
Di segala bidang.
A man that was cruel to his wife.
Iji pemegat nu bedegong ka istrina.
And thought that was the right way to be.
Cetata emutanana leres.
We'll find that God's word says to be kind.
Pasti bakal mengihandabuhan Allah ngandika dina hirup hade.
And to treat his wife with respect.
Yang nganggap ka istrina bari hormat.
He must change his thinking.
Anjeunna kedah ngarubah emutanana.
A man that was very stingy and would never give anything.
Aya saurang pamaget anu katida meditna can ngaraos dipasihan naon-naon kunu sanes.
And he thought in his mind, I can't let go of a single thing I have.
Emutanana abdi teu tiasa masihan sakedik oge tina milik abdi.
When he comes to the word of God,
waktos anjeunna dongkap kana dawuhan Allah.
To find that God says to be generous.
Sakamendakan dawuhan Allah teh kedah handap.
And if we want to be blessed by God, we must give.
Sareng upami urang hoyong diberkahan ku Allah, urang oge kedah masihan.
He must change his thinking.
Anjeunna kedah marobih emutanana.
A man that has a neighbor that has done him wrong.
Sareng pamaget ngagaduhan tetangga anu sok ngadamel kalepatan ka anjeunna.
He says I'll never speak to that neighbor again.
Nyarios, abdi moal ngawangkung deui jeung anjeunna.
He thinks this is right.
Emutan anjeunna teh leres.
But the word of God teaches us to forgive.
Namung leuwihan Allah ngawulangkeun ka urang kanggo ngapunten.
Like Christ has
Jesus Kristus parantos ngapunten ka urang.
The Bible says that when we renew our mind,
kitab suci nyeroskeun yen waktos urang nganyarkeun emutan urang,
that we will be transformed.
Urang bakal dirobih.
That's a very interesting word.
Jarosanu katsida saena.
It literally is the word that is used.
Carta secara harfiah ieu jarosan kagunakeun.
To describe what happens to a caterpillar.
Kanggo ngajelaskeun kajantenan tina hiji hileud.
When it turns into a butterfly.
Anu robih rupina janten hiji kukupu.
That's exactly what this word means.
Ieu persisna hartos sareusan tadi.
When I was saved.
Hartos abdi diselametkeun.
God put his life in my heart.
Allah ngancik dina hate abdi.
He deposited good things in me.
Anjeunna ngadepositokeun perkawis-perkawis nu sae.
It's my job to get those good things from the inside to the outside.
Tugas abdi kanggo ngabantun hal-hal nu sae ti lebet kaluar.
Love has been put in my heart.
Kanya parantos ngancik di hati abdi.
Romans 5 teaches me.
Roma 5 ngulangkeun ka abdi ngeunaan
kasih. God has deposited an initial deposit of faith in my heart.
Allah parantos ngadepositokeun hiji deposito anu munggaran ti ngawitan iman dugi ka hati abdi.
There are many good things in me.
Jeur perkawis anu sae nu ngancik di abdi.
Put there by God when I got saved.
Disimpen ku Allah dina waktos abdi diselametkeun.
I must get those to the outside.
Abdi kedah ngabantun segala rupi anu sae kaluar.
How can I do that?
Kumaha abdi tiasa ngalampekeunana?
By renewing my mind with the word of God.
Ku nganyarkeun emutan abdi ngalangkungan dawuhan Allah.
I must study the Bible.
Abdi kedah diajar dina kitab suci.
Search the scriptures.
Milari ayat-ayat.
Then I'll be like that little caterpillar.
Jangan abdi bakal sapertos hileud anu alit.
It was maybe very ugly.
Nu pasti kacida awona.
Pushed aside.
Disingkakeun.
But I'll be turned into a beautiful butterfly.
Abdi bakal dirobih ngajantan hiji kukupu nu endah.
If you want to get your wings to soar in the heights with God.
Kumaha sadaya rek hoyong ngapung ngawang-awang sareng Allah.
You must renew your mind with the Word of God.
Saderek kedah nganyarkeun emutan saderek ngalangkungan dawuhan Allah.
It brings what's on the inside.
Ieu baris nyandak naon anu dilebet.
To the outside.
Tembongkeun kaluar.
Your spiritual life and development as a Christian.
Kahirupan rohani saderek sareng tumuwuh saderek salaku urang Kristen.
Is totally dependent upon the Word of God.
Sagemlengna gumantung kana dawuhan Allah.
Jesus said this.
Yesus ngandika kieu.
Man does not live by bread alone.
Manusia mah hirup ku roti wungkul.
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Tapi ku dawuhanana nu kaluar ti Allah.
Read the word.
Awas dawuhan Gusti.
Let your heart take it in.
Teu sarta saderek ngaraoskeunana.
It is God speaking to you.
Allah nyalira nu nuju nyarios ka saderek.
The Bible is a letter from God.
Kitab suci nyata hiji serat ti Allah.
From his heart
Kimanana.
To the hearts of his children.
Kinuhate para putrana.
We must honor and respect the word of God.
Urang kedah ngamumulai sareng hormat ka dawuhan Allah.
And take it as our final authority in life.
Sareng nampi salaku pribadi anu luhung tina kehidupan urang.
I would like to move on to another area.
Hade bade neraskeun ieu widang sanesna.
Please turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4.
Mangabuka pamino pasal 6 ayat 4.
Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4.
Pamino pasal 6 ayat 4.
I want to speak to you about the Trinity.
Ambil hayong nyaros kasaderek perkawis Tritunggal.
We believe that there is one God.
Urang percanten yen Allah teh mung hiji.
Yet he is revealed in three distinct personalities.
Sanaos kitu an mantenna ngawujud diri dina tilu pribadi anu benten.
That is called the Trinity.
Disebut Tritunggal.
Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4.
Pamino pasal 6 ayat 4.
Says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."
Dengekeun hayo urang Israel, Pangeran teh Allah urang, Pangeran teh Esa.
We do not believe that there are many gods.
Urang mah bade percanten yen Allah teh seueur.
We believe there is one God.
Urang percanten yen Allah teh mung hiji.
The God revealed in the Bible.
Allah nu dijelaskeun dina kitab suci.
The Lord is one.
Pangeran teh tunggal.
Look with me in the book of Isaiah chapter 43.
Mangga urang tingali kitab Yesaya pasal 43.
Isaiah chapter 43 verses 10 and 11.
Yesaya 43 ayat 10 sang 11.
Says, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me."
Maraninya teh saksi-saksi kami, kitu dawuhan Pangeran. Jeung abdi kami anu geus dipilih ku kami supaya marane nyaho jeung percaya ka kami jeung ngarti tien kami teh tetep kami samemehna kami teu aya Allah jeung sanggeusna kami moal aya deui Allah.
I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no savior.
Kami teh Pangeran jeung teu aya juru salamet iwal ti kami.
There is one God.
Mung hiji Allah.
One of my little boys came to me one day.
Nyaeji poe pun anak lalakinya ketan ka abdi.
Said, "Daddy, where did God come from?"
Nyarios, "Bapa Allah teh ti mana asalna?"
"Who made God?"
"Saha nu ngadamelna Allah teh?"
"Son, he's always been here."
"Jang, mantenna salawasna aya di dieu."
"There is one God and everything has come from him."
"Mun aya hiji Allah sagala rupi oge asalna ti mantenna."
Other religions are false.
Agama-agama sanes teu leres.
There is no other savior.
Teu aya juru salamet nu sanes.
People that follow other gods.
Jalmi-jalmi nu manutan ka Allah-Allah sanes.
They're lost.
Anjeuna kasasar.
We must reach them.
Urang kedah ngarangkul aranjeuna.
Whether it's a Hindu or a Buddhist.
Bah urang Hindu atanapi Buddha.
A Shintoist or an animist.
Urang Shinto atanapi agama seler bangsa.
We must reach them with the gospel.
Urang kedah ngarangkul anjeunna ku Injil.
When I first got saved,
waktos ngawitan pisan abdi salametkeun,
my friends came and they said, "How can you believe this?"
Sarancangan dongkap nyarios kumaha tiasana anjeun percaya di dinya.
"You're saying all these other religions are wrong?"
Anjeun nuju nyarios sadayana agama lepat.
You say your God is the only true God?
Anjeun nyareoskeun Allah anjeun hiji-hijin Allah anu leres.
How can you say
that? Kumaha tiasana anjeun geuning nyareos kitu?
Because the Bible says that.
Margi kitab suci nyareos kitu.
There is one God.
Allah mung hiji.
Although God is one,
Sanes Allah mung hiji.
He is expressed in three distinct personalities.
Bentenna diwujudkeun dina tilu pribadi nu benten.
Look with me in Genesis chapter 1.
Mengatingali sasarengan dina kejadian pasal hiji.
Genesis chapter 1 in verse 26.
Kejadian pasal hiji ayatan nu ka 26.
God is speaking here.
Allah nujungan di kadi dia.
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth."
Adena urang nyeun manusia nurutkeun gambar anu nyeples urang, supaya maranehna ngawasaan ka lauk-lauk di laut, ka manuk-manuk anu di awang-awang, jeung sasatwa anu aya di dunya, jeung sagala sasatwa anu ngagoler jeung ngarayap.
I hear God says, "Let us make man in our image." There's a plurality expressed.
Allah ngadawuh adena urang nyeun manusia nurutkeun gambar anu nyeples urang, aya ungkapan seueur.
Look in Genesis chapter 11.
Dina kejadian pasal 11.
Genesis chapter 11 and beginning in verse 6.
Kejadian 11 ngawitan ayat kegenep.
This is an account where the people of the world had built a great tower into the heavens.
Hiji catatan waktos jalmi-jalmi di bumi ngadegeun hiji munara anu luhurna sundul ka langit.
And the Lord is speaking about that situation.
Pangeran nuju nyarios ngeunaan hal eta.
Genesis chapter 11 and verse 6.
Kejadian 11 ayat anu kagenep.
And the Lord said, "Indeed the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them."
Mantenang ngadawuh, maranehna ieu hiji bangsa jeung hiji basa. Ieu kakarengan mimitian usaha maranehna, mimiti ti ayeuna naon bae anu ku maranehna direncanakeun, moal aya anu teu laksanakeun.
Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech.
Hadena urang turun ngaributkeun basa maranehna, nepi ka maranehna teu ngartieun kana basa sewang-sewangan.
Again, God says, "Let us go down." A plurality.
Pangeran ngandika deui, "Hade urang rek turun," kata ganti jalma seueur.
In Isaiah chapter 6, God says this.
Dina Yesaya pasal 6, pangeran ngandika kieu.
"Who shall I send and who will go for us?"
Sanu rek ku kami diutus, jeung sanu daek indit keur kami.
Who is the us that God is talking about? It's the Trinity.
Eta Tritunggal.
The Father,
Bapa,
the Son,
Putra,
and the Holy Spirit.
Sang Roh Kudus.
All three are God.
Iluanana, nyata Allah.
God the Father,
Allah Bapa,
God the Son,
Allah Anak,
and God the Holy Spirit.
Allah Roh Kudus.
You can write these verses down.
Jadi tiasa nyeratkeun ayat-ayat ieu di handap.
All of them talk about the Trinity in one verse.
Sadayana nyeroskeun perkawis Tritunggal dina saayat.
I will just give the references to you.
Yesakadar masihan pituluh kasaderek.
Matthew 28 and 19.
Matius pasal 28 ayat 18.
Luke chapter 3 verse 22.
Lukas 3 ayat 22.
2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14.
2 Korintus 13 ayat 14.
Now, throughout the Bible, we find God the Father referred to as God.
Sadayana dina kitab suci urang bakal mendakan Bapa anu diwanukeun sapertos Allah.
Most people understand that.
Jalmi nu ngalartos masalah ieu.
Most people embrace that.
Yakin pisan kana eta.
But Jesus, the Son of God, is also referred to as God.
Namun Yesus Putra Allah oge disadarajakeun sareng Allah.
The Holy Spirit is referred to as God as well.
Roh Kudus oge selaku sadrajat sareng Allah.
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6.
Mangga urang ningal Yesaya pasal 8 ayat nu kalima.
Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6.
Yesaya 8 ayat nu kalima.
these verses talk about the coming of Jesus Christ.
Ayat-ayat ini nyeresun perkawis kasumpingan anak Yesus Kristus.
It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Dicariaskan hiji murangkali parantos dibabarkan kanggo urang, hiji murangkali dipasihan kanggo urang, lambang pamarentahan aya di mantetna, sareng jenganana disebat penasihat ajaib, Allah anu perkasa Bapa Langgeng Raja Kerta.
Jesus is called the Mighty God.
Yesus disebut Allah nu perkasa.
He was not just a good man.
Mantena sana saukur jalmi biasa.
Jesus was deity.
Yesus nyaeta pangeran.
Look with me in Acts chapter 5.
Mangurang ningali sesarengan dina Kisah Para Rasul pasal 5.
Acts chapter 5 and verses 3 and 4.
Kisah Rasul 5 ayat nu katilu sareng kaopat.
Acts 5 and 3.
Kisah Rasul 5 ayat.
But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself?"
Tapi Petrus uninga, saurna, "Kunaon marane Ananias kapengaruhan iblis nepi ka wani ngabohong ka Roh Suci nyalingkuhkeun sagala duit ladang tanah maneh?"
While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God.
Upama tanah etan teu dijual, naha lain tetep boga maneh, kitu keneh upama dijual. Duitna teh naha lain hak maneh keneh, maneh ngabohong, lain ka jelema tapi ka Allah.
In verse 3, Peter said, "You've lied to the Holy Spirit."
In ayat 3 Petrus nyarios, anjeun ngabohong ka Roh Kudus.
In verse 4, he called the Holy Spirit God.
In ayat 4, anjeunna nyanggemkeun Allah.
There is God the Father.
Allah Bapa.
God the Son.
Allah Putra.
And God the Holy Spirit.
Sareng Allah Roh Kudus.
Each distinct in office from the others.
Unggal jabatan benten teu sanesna.
Yet so perfectly one in character.
Terus kitu secara sampurna hiji dina sifat.
So perfect in harmony.
Kitu deui sampurna dina harmoni.
That they constitute one Godhead, not three gods.
Yen mantenna teh nyaeta hiji kailahian sanes tilu pangeran. Sagemlengna harmonis.
Total cooperation.
Sagemlengna sasarengan didamel.
And we've just looked at a few verses.
Urang oge ningali sabeberapa ayat.
There are many, many throughout the New Testament.
Cerpisan ayat dina perjanjian anyar.
That teach the same thing.
Ngawulangkeun perkawis anu sami.
Someone says, "I don't understand it all."
Terus urang nyarios, "Abdi mah dengar los pisan."
Well, the Bible just states that it is so.
Tah kitab suci mung ngebrekeun memang benar kejadian kitu.
In a sense, it is beyond human comprehension.
Dina hiji hartos ieu di luar emutan manusia.
Because it's not explained in detail.
Margi ieu henteu dijelaskeun sarua rinci.
But God said that it is so.
Namun Allah ngandika memang kitu.
We accept it because the Bible says so.
Urang nampina margi kitab suci nyarios kitu.
I was reading a little children's book the other day.
Abdi nujung ngaos buku carios murangkali di waktos nusanes.
I was talking about an egg.
Carosana nangeunan hiji endog.
If I have the egg in my hand, it's one egg.
Pamie abdi ngagaduhan endog di cepeng eta tetep endog.
But that egg is made up of a shell.
Tapi endog ngawujud tina cangkang endog.
The white of the egg and the yolk.
Bodas endog sareng beureumna.
Three different parts.
Aya tilu bagian nu benten.
But it's one egg.
Tapi ieu masih kana endog.
Now that may be a very poor explanation.
Tah panginten ieu nu ngajelaskeun ka urang keuna.
For the Trinity.
Kanggo Allah Tritunggal.
But we do know that God is one.
Tapi urang teu terang yen Allah satunggal.
Yet expressed in three personalities.
Sanaos kitu diwujudkeun dina tilu kapribadian.
We may not be able to explain it fully.
Urang percanten teu tiasa ngajelaskeun lengkep.
But I can accept it fully.
Tapi abdi na tiasa nampi sagemlengna.
Because the word of God teaches it as so.
Margi dawuhan Allah ngawulangkeun kitu.
We do not believe in many gods.
Urang teu percanten seueur Allah.
We believe in one God.
Urang percanten Allah teh mung hiji.
expressed in three persons.
Nu diwujudkeun ku tilu pribadi.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Bapa, Putra, sareng Roh Kudus.
The Trinity.
Allah Tritunggal.
I trust that this lesson has been a blessing to you.
Abdi persanten pengajaran ieu janten berkah kanggo saderek.
Realize the importance of the Word of God in your life.
Nyaroskeun pentingna dawuhan Allah dina hirup saderek.
And then realize that Jesus is not to be lowered below God.
Sareng saterasna ngaroskeun yen Yesus teu keng dilawarakeun ti batan Allah.
And put on the level of a mere man.
Sareng saderajatna mung sapertos manusa.
He is God.
Antenna teh Allah.
And the Holy Spirit is not to be put on a level far below God.
Sareng Roh Kudus oge darajatna teu disanapeun Allah.
The Holy Spirit is God.
Roh Kudus eta teh Allah.
We believe in the Trinity.
Urang percanten ka Tritunggal.
I pray that God would bless you and give you understanding.
Amin doa supados Allah ngaberkahan saderek sareng masihan saderek kapinteran.
In Jesus' name.
Dilebet nami Yesus. Amin. Amen.